Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Thank you, everyone. Our listeners have contributed more than 250,000 toward the $1 million Advent Challenge. Now, part of our mission is to bring you new content every day of the year to educate you in the faith and help you grow deeper in your friendship with Jesus in prayer. But we also want to make this accessible to people all around the world. But this mission, it just isn't sustainable without your support and donations. And thanks be to God, four very generous couples have come forward to give us $1 million if we raise another million. So help us in this mission to educate people in the Catholic faith and prayer. All you have to do is click donate below. A small monthly or one-time gift goes a long way when it comes from a lot of people. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Did you know that Jesus and Joshua are actually the same name? The original name is something like Yeshua, but anyway, it's the name both of our Lord and of Moses' right-hand man. We just use Jesus and Joshua to make it clear who we're talking about, but again, they're actually the same name. Now, nothing that happens in salvation history happens by accident. St. Thomas Aquinas says that God writes with events the way we write with words. So everything that we read about in the historical books of the Bible not only happened at the historical level, but also signified something on the spiritual level. So why did God choose to give his Son, our Savior, the name of this one Old Testament figure? Or, since God is outside of time, we could also ask it like this. Why did God ordain that the Old Testament Joshua would have the same name as his son? What was it about Joshua that God wanted to use to prepare us for understanding the coming of Jesus? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
One obvious way in which Joshua foreshadows Jesus is that Joshua is the one who finally brings the chosen people into the promised land. It's Moses who brings the chosen people out of Egypt. It's Moses who leads the chosen people through the desert, but it's not Moses who leads them into the promised land. That's Joshua. So too, Jesus is the one who leads us into the promised land, that is heaven. He's the one who can bring us into heaven, who can finally and definitively purify and perfect us until we're ready to come into the eternal and infinitely joyful presence of God. The name Jesus or Joshua means Savior, and they both bring those who follow them to the land of salvation. But if Joshua foreshadows Jesus, as his name implies, then what does Moses foreshadow? What does his life and his leadership symbolize? And what can that tell us about how to prepare for Christ's coming at Christmas? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Moses is the great lawgiver. He's the one who gave the chosen people the Ten Commandments, and he's also the one who gave them all the ritual and civil and hygienic rules that were to govern the chosen people down to the time of the coming of Jesus. And those laws were good. They came from God, but they weren't enough. They couldn't give the people what they needed in the end. That is the life of God. The detailed observance of the Mosaic Code couldn't make a person an adopted son of God sharing in God's divine life. And when Christ came, those observances were changed into the sacraments of the Catholic Church, a system that did make us sons and daughters of God. Circumcision, ritual cleanliness, dietary laws, these rules, they're dead. Just as Moses died when Joshua took over the chosen people, so did the Mosaic rituals lose their authority when Jesus came to lead us himself. But Moses also gave us the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments should always be followed. They have as much authority for Christians as they did for the Old Testament Israelites. The problem is, for us, as for the Israelites in the Old Testament, we can't seem to follow them on our own. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our own efforts can only take us so far. As St. Paul pointed out, we can't seem to manage to keep the Ten Commandments by our own strength. Our efforts at keeping the commandments only take us so far, and then we stop short. There's a sense in which Moses represents our own human effort to be good, our own human effort to keep the commandments. Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, and we, if we work hard, can escape the worst aspects of the pagan culture that surround us. And Moses led the chosen people through the desert, and we, if we work hard, can persevere in the desert of our temptations, where we fall and suffer, and then try to get up again and keep going. But Moses couldn't lead the chosen people into the promised land, and no matter how hard we try, there are always certain sins that cling to us and weigh us down and make our lives sad. There are always certain vices that make us unworthy and unfit for heaven. There are certain vices that, no matter how hard we try, we just can't seem to get over. And for those vices, Moses, the Ten Commandments, the law, plus our own effort, it's just not going to be enough. For those areas of weakness and failing, we need the new Joshua. For these sins and vices, we simply need Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Joshua took over when Moses just couldn't go any further. And Christ has come, and is coming, at the end of December, to take over where we just can't seem to get any further. So prepare for Christ's coming by a good examination of conscience, becoming aware of those sins, those vices, all those bad habits that your best efforts just haven't been able to overcome. The impatience, the lust, the gossip, the anxiety, the resentment, the fear and frustration at work or with your spouse or your kids. And then take those to confession and allow Jesus, the Savior, to forgive you and give you the strength to do what you can't on your own, because He can, and He can carry you all the way to the promised land. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation? I had so many thoughts.
Well, now you have me very curious.
What I was thinking about?
Yeah.
I was thinking about something that we did a meditation on Good Friday, and that is, you know, with this meditation, we're talking about Moses and Joshua and the whole Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder why this long period of preparation after the fall of Adam and Eve before Jesus comes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still am struck by the answer that Thomas Aquinas gave, that because of our pride, we just weren't ready to receive the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Pride is self-reliance. I can do this. I can be a good person.
Yeah, think about, it can be sort of frustrating reading the Old Testament and the way it's just, it feels like the chosen people repeat the same, why are you making a golden calf? Why do you want to go back to Egypt? Why? And the Savior comes and you want to kill him. And it feels so frustrating. And I think that's what we feel a lot today. But there is also that glimmer of, there were 12, and those 12 were really effective at spreading the word of Jesus Christ at that specific time. That was a time, a turning point in history where maybe more ears were open to that. And I think we feel that now where it's,
why
it
do you
feels
think,
like,
why do you think more ears were open at the time of the apostles?
Oh, I don't think I know enough about the like historical context of where the rest of the world was at the time.
But I think you do. That the whole history of the world, the Jewish world and the pagan world, culminates with complete failure. Complete and utter failure, and they hit rock bottom. Both hit rock bottom. And that's when Christ comes, because that's when the world was ready.
Yeah. But I think right now people get such the idea that Christianity is just dying in the U.S., that it's dying in Europe, that there won't be any more converts, that people don't care about God anymore, and we're steadily becoming a dying breed. And that's just not true.
Why do you think it's not true?
Because I think I'm seeing a shocking turn in people, especially people my age, that's reawakening the openness to the spiritual life and God because of just how desolate it's gotten out there. That I'm shocked every time someone says, oh, such and such celebrity is converting to Catholicism. And I'm like, that just 5 years ago, that sounded impossible to me, but I'm hearing it more and more often. And I think it shows me that time and time again, we do hit rock bottom and we do bounce back when we get a little humble.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Our pride causes us to self-destruct and hit rock bottom. And when that happens, we're humbled and then we're open to the Savior.
But we don't take a look at history and think, wow, Christianity has hit rock bottom before. And at the end of the day, we know how the battle ends. Why are we losing hope so quickly at like the smallest dip?
I would say that I wouldn't say Christianity hits rock bottom. People do.
Yes, exactly.
Because we keep falling into that trap. Self-reliance, pride, self-reliance, hit rock bottom. And then, oh yeah, there's a Savior.
Yeah. I'm just saying we need a little humility and a little security.
Absolutely. And but not only as a world, but individually, when we hit those moments of rock bottom, whether it's we've fallen into that sin again, or we've experienced a failure, or some chronic illness, or a death, or a loss, those are all times that God allows for us to be particularly open to Him. And those are moments of grace to turn to Him. So let's turn to Him. And He will pick us up and save us.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on this.
I appreciate yours even more. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.